Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. Mishnah Yud Bet brings a case that is similar to the case at the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph with the non-Jew who wants to make my bread tame, but there is, this case, a very significant difference. V'chein, so too, Nashim Sh'amru Lehem Goyim. So we have a group of Jewish women, and the non-Jews say to them, now it could, I suppose, also be Jewish evildoers, but the case in unfortunately, much of Jewish history was that if somebody was starting up with a bunch of Jews, it was probably a non-Jew. And the non-Jew was more likely than not to be starting up with the Jew. But regardless, the case is that somebody says to a group of women, Tnu achas mikem unitama'a, v'imlav hareinu metama es kolchem. The non-Jews say, give us, to this group of women, hand over one of you, hand over one of the women for us to do immoral things with, right? And then we'll let the rest of you go. And if you don't, then we'll do immoral things with all of you. In that case, there is a difference here between the last Mishnah and this Mishnah, because the last Mishnah, we were talking about Truma, which, as holy as it is a thing. In this Mishnah, we're talking about people. We're talking about Jews. We're talking about Hashem's children. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehoshua, who in the previous Mishnah said, you can figure out a way to put the bread on the side, and therefore he'll take the one and you'll leave the others, agrees that in this case, yitamu eskulon v'al yimsru lehen nefesh achas miyisrael. Then we let the non-Jews do what they need to do. If they're going to attack everybody, do immoral things with everybody, that is something we cannot stop, but we will not hand over the life of a Jew, a fellow Jew, under any circumstances, even to protect other Jews. We do not choose one life over the others.